Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Before we start the show, I'd like to announce a new contest. Next month, I'll be picking one lucky fan to fly out to New York and sit in on the show. Isn't that great? Just kidding, stupid. The only thing we give away is shirts that Sean is too fat to fit into anymore. You're so stupid. Here's the show.
Oh, that is a little mean.
True, though.
Landed into a little mini.
Sean has his whole closet full of shirts.
Sean is fat. That is very true. Chuck Flanagan brings up a good point. We don't do any giveaways. We should do some giveaways today.
Please, let's get rid of some of the shirts that I have here.
Wish CDs?
I meant CDs, but yeah, sure, we could give away shirts too. Because it's a special day, because our special guest...
It's very special.
...is that guy who masturbated while sleeping in bed with Sid. His name is Lonnie.
I thought for sure that would be over, that you would forget about that. But
I'm sure,
it's like the one thing you can remember about anything.
You know, we have a lot of new listeners since you were last on.
Right.
Do you want to just describe the scenario that I just painted?
Painted.
Just give it a little backstory.
No, do I have to do this every time?
We'll do it if you don't do it.
Okay, you do it then, and I'll, like, interject.
You're going to interject?
That doesn't mean, like, shoot semen or anything, so I don't know.
Well, we're not laying in a bed, so.
No.
Saturday, what was Lonnie getting back
for? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you had a wet dream, right?
Well, we were on vacation, me, Lonnie, and our friend Anthony were on vacation in California.
Look how excited Sid is to talk about
that. I know.
I just like being the center of attention. No. And we were in the hotel room. We only two beds in the hotel. So we had to share.
It was a motel. It was a
motel,
crappy motel.
Was, So me and Lonnie had to share a bed because Anthony's sort of a dick and didn't want to even consider sharing.
Right. He was driving.
Yeah, he's not very comfortable with his sexuality. As comfortable as Lonnie clearly is.
Yep.
One of the first nights there, like, a couple nights into being there, I had a wet dream. I hadn't whacked off, obviously. I'm on vacation with my male friends. I'm not jerking off.
Right.
So I had
to. Yeah, you never
off.
Do that when you're on vacation
well,
with your male friends.
Well, 10 years later, things change. But at that point, I was not doing that. So I had a wet dream. I told Lonnie about it the next day. I figured it's only fair. I don't want to keep secrets. So as revenge the following night, while I slept in bed, he laid next to me and jerked off.
Yep.
There you
now,
go.
Now... To be clear, it's like spooning or touching each other, really.
No, no.
Well, what were you thinking
about? I never said
also,
that.
Also, I was asleep, so
ladies,
we might have been spooning.
Ladies, no, well, you would have, you would have felt that because when I tried to, never mind. So there was definitely space, and in my mind, I was in my own bed.
But was it hard to overcome the fact that there's a guy next to you, and you're jerking off in revenge because he came the other night while sleeping next to you?
Wait, was it hard to overcome thinking about that?
Yeah.
But I didn't think about that, right?
I know, but essentially you were jerking off.
She's
right.
Saying, did you
revenge.
Say, well, I think Lonnie is saying it wasn't hard to overcome at all. Yeah.
He did come.
Yeah.
It was necessary to put it out of your mind.
In my mind, I was alone in the room.
Okay.
Were your eyes closed the whole time?
Except my hand was in Sid's pants. Actually, to be quite honest, I was thinking about Rob.
Yeah!
I love having
Rob.
We Lonnie
didn't even know
show.
Rob at that point, by the way.
I know. He was like an idea in my head, and then he popped up and he became real.
Did he live up to the initial fantasy?
No, he's extremely disappointed. Yeah.
Lonnie used to draw
and he gives
doodle,
a terrible head.
He used to doodle Rob's face in his notebook before he even met him in high school.
One day I will meet a big Persian man.
Darren, that's actually a doodle of a boot.
Like it.
It's an old school joke.
I know, but that's probably the last time I listen to the show. Except instead of probably, definitely.
You can be on the show, you the listener, not you, Lonnie, by giving us a call at 646-929-1357. That is our number. And how is everyone's week going?
Crickets.
I'm surprised you're here tonight, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it Fleet Week?
Yeah, I'm running with the Sailor Boys.
No, I don't know.
Shouldn't you be like packed with roofies at some place called like Manhole or something?
Well,
you
that's why Sean's not here.
When you say packed with roofies, do you mean somebody packed it, like laced him with roofies, or that he just packed a lot of roofies to use on other people?
No, I mean maybe dudes named Roofie.
Raffy, perhaps.
Oh, there is a conversion.
No, my week's great.
I wanted to go to, but I'm instead here with you.
You're a team player. Show.
Yeah, Rob decided to be on the show tonight and skip out on Converge because he heard that you were coming here, Lonnie.
Yeah,
because
I wanted to know Lonnie.
You should have went to the show.
I know. I immediately regretted it once we started. Once I introduced you as the guy who jerked off in bed with Sid, I was like, this is what the show's going to be.
Your work here is done. You could go now.
Yeah.
That's actually how I was introduced at my wedding also. Awkward silence for 3 hours.
You want me to do a best man speech? What do you expect? I don't have that many stories.
That's not true.
Here's some live audio from a
clip from Alani's wedding.
And then screams of terror.
Shlomo was there somehow.
Oh, my poor grandmother.
So.
Her name is Shlomo.
So, Rob, you ate burgers this week, didn't you?
Yeah, I ate
didn't
burgers.
You conquer some burgers?
Yeah, sure. I just went and had lunch with a bunch of other people and had burgers.
That was a thrilling story.
There's really no story to it. That was really it.
That's
is
it?
Is this the lead in here? You ate burgers?
Yep. So you just had one burger?
Isn't that like a usual day for Rob?
Day.
Yeah.
It was a giant burger.
Where was this?
Prime Meats in Carroll Gardens.
Was this like a challenge or something?
No, it wasn't a challenge. It was just like, well, apparently it's National Hamburger Month, and we have a friend who runs a burger blog who's really into burgers.
Yeah.
I guess we can plug it's burgerconquest.com.
Okay.
And he invited us or something, and I was like, I like burgers. I'll go out for lunch. Mm-hmm. I'm burping it up just thinking about it.
Well, you just ate a roast beef. Sandwich.
I was going to ask what you ate over there. Roast beef.
A burger. No. It was a giant burger. But
I was on it.
Funny enough, the standard trimmings, lettuce, tomato. It was a pickle.
Okay. No bacon?
I did not get the bacon, which I regretted. But why are we talking about this?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
Is this,
I like to hear
is this
about
burger
food.
Injection now? Yeah. What the fuck is this?
But
this is not what I signed up for.
Actually, that dude blogged about it, and then he linked to metalinjection.com. Not.net. Oh, epic faux pas. But I clicked the link anyway, and on metalinjection.com, it says on the top, this domain is currently for sale. If you'd like to inquire about purchasing it, just contact us. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's see how much it costs. Maybe
I'm
it'll
surprised
be,
that they didn't even come to you.
Maybe it'll be
you.
Worthwhile. Well, again, because metal injection could just mean literal metal injection, like molding.
Right.
So
is that still the number one search for metal injection? Or?
No. We're totally the. Oh no, we've been the number one search forever.
Okay.
But
I remember you were pissed about that for a while. That metal injection.
A little bit.
Molding.
Well, when we first started, but now we've got the search ranking, thankfully.
Okay.
But anyway, so I emailed the guy and I'm like, hey, we'd like to buy it. And then the guy got back to me. Hello, Robert. I spoke to the registrant, and the lowest he will go at this point is $80,000 U.S. based on a quick completion. Prices honored for 7 days. Best, Michael.
So did you write him
right
a check?
Back.
Or
here's your response. I will send you $8.
Yeah. That was close. I actually responded, we understand and are absolutely willing to negotiate. I think we can work out a fair deal for both parties. After calculating budgets, our accountant came back with this offer that we'd like to present to you. $80 U.S. Please let me know where to send the money, and I will have it over immediately. Yours kindly, Robert Pasbani.
I like how you have to add in the U.S. $80 U.S.
Well, that's how you wrote shekels. It. He wrote it to me like $80,000 U.S.
Eight cents U.S.
What a jerk.
Did he reply?
He did reply, and he actually had a sense of humor about it. He wrote, please bring it to my house in pennies. I'll wait for you. Then we can both call the seller to see if he agrees. To which I immediately responded, Michael,
May I please have your address so I can immediately send our intern over with payment? Thanks for the fast response. With the sincerest of gratitudes, Robert Pazpati. And then he just responded with a smiley face, which I think means I won.
I think that's a binding contract, right?
Yeah.
Smiley face.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he thought the price was as absurd as you thought.
Yeah. I mean, $80,000, like that, really? Come on.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, that goes to show you that the quality of your work seems to be worth $80,000. Because probably they think that you guys are rich.
Yeah.
You know what? You should have just written back. In 2 years, when you've still received no other emails about this domain name other than the one from me,
we'll
call.
We'll start the bidding at $80 at that point.
So it was a fun little exchange. We had good times, good emails.
You have really good haggling skills.
Thank you. I like my sign-offs the best.
But this makes me wonder, how much would metalinjection.net be worth? Maybe you should just sell that shit right now and move
to
Hawaii.
That guy could have a metal injection monopoly.
Yeah.
I should email him back. You know what, Michael? Let's go the other way.
I want you to buy metalinjection.net.
Seriously, try that. Yeah. Maybe you're sitting on a gold mine. You don't even know it.
Since that was your idea, you get 80%.
Thank you.
And since I just said that it was your idea, I get 15%.
15% of the total or of my 80%?
No, of the total.
Okay.
So that leaves Rob with 5, I guess.
That's fine.
So, implied copyright.
Yeah. Sounds fair to me.
Yep. I will sign off on that with a smiley face.
Good stuff, people.
I was very sad to see that the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Of course. How did we not mention this before? Yes.
Terrible
news. Shocking on Friday.
I can't believe drugs took his life.
There were no drugs. There was no foul play.
There's a toxicology report that they're waiting for.
Right. Well, it's going to take a few weeks. But apparently he had a heart attack. And
while he was driving
and got into a car accident. Awkward.
Yeah.
And who planted the tree that he ran into? Hulk Hogan.
I was going to say Ricky Steamboat.
No, Ricky Steamboat's...
Both his valets are also dead, right?
No. Well,
two
of them, yeah.
Two of them. The two main ones.
Yeah, that's true. Miss Elizabeth
and Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
Oh.
Miss Elizabeth is dead?
Oh, yeah.
Where
has
she been? She died of a drug overdose.
Like 10 years ago.
Because Lex Luger overdosed her.
No, I always thought of you as the Miss Elizabeth of live casts. So who's going to overdose you?
Who's going to shoot you with Roy?
Lex Luger.
Rob?
Rob's not Lex Luger. If anything, in this scenario, Rob would be Randy Savage.
It's the Big Show.
I was going to say Yokozuna.
Well, I just
going to sit on my face with his ass.
Well, that's because he wears that diaper.
Yokozuna also dead.
Yeah, but that everyone saw that coming.
Huh? What's going on?
Just a little tribute music. I heard the ghost of the Macho Man Randy Savage might be sitting in with us later.
What?
On. Yeah.
What is
direct from heaven? I assume he's in heaven. I'm
assuming there is a heaven.
Yeah, that's another story.
Maybe he's just in purgatory.
He might be doing an hour with us, hanging out.
An hour?
Yeah. He's got a lot of time on his hands.
Do we really want him around for a whole hour?
He's going to be doing the traffic and weather updates on the ones. Well, that's something to look forward to.
That's exciting.
I hope so.
We can ask him his opinion on the Iron Sheik and other stuff like that, you know, wrestling-related stuff.
We can ask him what he thinks about Lonnie's revenge story.
I don't know. Would the Macho Man approve of two men laying in bed jerking off on each other?
That's a huge leap.
I embellished a little. A hair.
I mean, maybe he will, but that has nothing to do with our story.
Listen, it's radio. We got to stretch things out a little bit.
Right.
Don't make jokes when Rob is eating his roast beef sandwich, because you know where that's going to go, Darren. It's going to go all on you.
Rob almost no time for jokes when there's roast beef in my mouth.
He almost strangulated himself there. That was pretty funny.
He wanted to convulse some fatty roast beef.
All right,
I'm putting down the roast beef.
Christ.
I'll be professional.
About time.
Oh, man. What else is going on?
That's really it. Macho Man.
Okay, goodbye. That's it.
Darren, what is your hat? What is that? What is BMUA?
Are
Brooklyn Meadows Umpires Association. I'm an umpire. Yeah.
Brooklyn Metal Umpire Association.
Yeah. Meadows.
Metal?
Meadows.
Metal.
All right, metal. Yeah, metal.
Right.
Usually what they say is Blind Motherfuckers Umpires Association.
Right, but then
like
would there
that.
Be an F in there?
I guess motherfucker's one word, right?
No.
Blind moron?
Yeah, that's better.
Right. Blind man? Why does it have to be derisive?
How about blind Mary?
Melon?
Well, if they're saying blind already, I mean, you know, motherfucker's not that much of a leap.
I suppose.
Not like
true.
Two men jerking off on each other. That would be a huge leap.
My first thought was Bowel Movement Underwear Association.
I'll check it. They're in the break.
Yeah. They're actually trying to sell their .com.
$80.
I think that'd be perfect for the show.
What's the full URL of that? I don't understand.
What?
Shut up.
Yeah, you took it one joke too far.
I'm the only one here
with a laptop. This is ridiculous. Why is there like
laptop?
An army of laptops?
This is what we do.
Because
we all look at porn.
We all just watch porn.
So it's probably it's watching baseball.
No, I've actually got the chat room open.
Oh, okay.
Well, in another
but I
tab.
Do, I have, yeah, I have the Yahoo stat tracker on.
Oh,
yeah, of course you do.
Always.
Ay.
Got to be prepared.
Why, in case a trade pops up during the game?
Anything. Maybe one of my guys hits a home run. I want to know about
then
it right away.
What happens?
When I smile, feel
then,
satisfied.
But then you lose focus.
Fantasy.
You're assuming
injection.
I ever had focus to begin with.
Wow.
I farted, though. That was good.
Rob, who are your sleepers? I don't know.
What?
Move on.
I like to sleep. When's the Macho Man coming on? I think we should bring him on.
I'll bring him on right now.
Let's get him in.
All right. You know, usually when he talks, there's a lot of echo, so, you know, there have to be an echo effect.
Get out of his mic.
And that usually takes about 8 hours to get going, so I thought I'd bring it up now.
The one time the echo is ready.
All right. Is the echo ready, Noah?
I don't know. Why don't you try the mic out?
Let's test it. Test. Oh, yeah, it seems like there is echo on the mic. Actually.
Wait a minute. That's an effect?
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, I thought you just really knew how to project your voice.
Are we live?
What's going on here?
It's the taped cast this week.
No, I'm pretty sure we're live.
We are live!
Let's bring in Randy. Randy, come on in.
Come on. Ooh, yeah, I see the look in your eyes. You can't believe that the Macho Man Randy Savage is sitting here in front of you. Talking and pontificating and drinking a Four Loko,
Macho Man, where'd you get the Four Loko?
They have them all up in heaven. That's why it's called heaven. Yeah, I have them everywhere. Every single bodega in heaven has a Four Loko in it.
Is that what you were drinking when you hit the tree? What happened?
You know, I was actually going to tell you, I've been in the danger zone many times. Many times, Robert Pezboni. Yeah.
Oh, wow, you know
I fought Hulk Hogan. I fought Jake the Snake Roberts. I fought The Undertaker. Yeah, I've been to the top of the mountain, and I've been to the depths of hell. But who knew that the one thing that would take me out would be a highway median divider. Yeah. You know, some of that Ambien, you don't see the other cars coming. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you were on drugs. Some people assumed you might have
been on drugs. I didn't say I intentionally ingested any of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Did it just fall in your mouth?
Well, you know how Elizabeth originally died, right? Because of that asshole Lex Luger, yeah! Well, he snuck into my car, and then, you know, one thing led to another, and we're in a motel, we're on opposite sides of the bed. Yeah,
jerking off on each other.
I didn't say that! That's quite a leap, Noah! Try to pay attention, yeah.
That was enough of a leap to go off the top rope, right?
Yeah. Come on. Flying elbow! Yeah, dig it!
So you died on the high. So what? Where are you now?
I'm in the afterlife. Yeah, I crossed over. Yeah, just like as I crossed over to the wrong side of the road, and that's how I eventually hit that tree. A tree. Get it? See a tree?
It.
Thank you. That's when I yell. You're supposed to react. That's when the voice goes up. I talked to Arsenio Hall one time. He didn't get that either. Yeah, but
were you at least the first guest out?
No, actually, it was
Kevin Campbell and then you.
I was going to say Tyler Perry, but I don't think he was even around then. You dig it.
I think it was Morgan Fairchild.
Since this is a metal podcast,
yeah.
I have to say, I'll tell you one thing. I lived 58 years, and the one person that I respect more than anybody is James Hetfield. Yeah.
James Hetfield?
Yeah, it's true. For putting out three albums that make my Hulk Hogan diss record sound like great music. Yeah. Dig it.
I thought it was great. That was a great diss
track. Be a man, Hogan.
Oh, don't play that. It's so embarrassing. Isn't it bad enough I have to be up here and kiss God's ass all day long? You got to sing gospel music all day. It's so fucking boring. Yeah.
Can we hear a little gospel music from the Macho Man?
Here it comes. Rob's about to play it, I think. Nope. Everything right on cue. Yeah. There it is. Praise Jesus, Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hawker, whatever they call you. I'm coming after you, you coward. I'm digging it down, Hulk. No better than Ja Rule, yeah.
Macho Man, you were 50 when you recorded this.
Yeah.
What adult records a rap album at 50?
Well, I had a lot of time on my hands. Yeah, you. Are you trying to mock me?
It's a little silly.
I'll cut a diss record about you, Pez Bunny. Now listen, Noah. I've been listening to the grapevine, and I heard a little rumor that your pubic hair is styled in a tribute to the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Yeah, is that true?
What does that mean? Does that mean I have beads on it or something?
Honestly, no. Just like, you know, the way my hair is under my bandana, yeah.
You mean...
I'm flattered, but...
No, I didn't burn my pubic hair to look like the top of your head.
I'll tell you a little secret straight from the Macho Man. Yeah, straight from the horse's mouth. Yeah, I got the same thing down there around my man business that I got going on up top. Yeah, take it from me. You got to keep that thing tied up in a bandana. Otherwise, before you know it, you got pubes escaping from your pants and flying all over the place, and that ain't pretty. Oh, no!
Oh, and oh no.
Yeah.
Rarity.
Definitely not.
I thought the whole point of the bandana was that you didn't have hair under there.
I had a little bald spot issue. Some of us go through that, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be talking shit if I were
I was. I was just asking a question, because if the hair under the bandana is like your pubes, then there's no pubes escaping at all.
Well, there's a little bald spot action happening under the pubes, too.
Oh,
but
no.
There's still an unmanageable hair problem that requires a bandana and a diaper.
The Pube Club for Men?
Yeah.
Are you a member and
yes,
a client?
Sadly, yes.
Whatever.
Sid, I think as a tribute to Macho Man Randy Savage, you should wear a bandana on top of your head.
Yeah.
Are you
going to
get me
a
bandana? I don't have a bandana.
Would you wear it?
I have one of Bruno's bandanas.
No, I'm not wearing a dog bandana.
Well, totally.
That is a good band.
Next week, we will get Sid a bandana.
Well, guys, my connection to the mortal world is evaporating and dissolving before our very eyes. So,
oh, no, he's fading.
I'm going to get back to Jesus Christ, the right hand of God's throne, and I'll talk to you guys at another time. Goodbye, everybody. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
You didn't even get to ask him if Bin Laden was up there with him.
We should. We should get him back on the line later. Maybe he'll sit in with our later segments.
That would be nice, because I have so many questions beyond
all right, we'll
pubic
try
hair and bandanas.
We'll get the old lady from Poltergeist in here and see if we can channel see if we can channel Randy.
What
back.
A crime it is that she's still alive and Macho Man can. That's not right at all.
No, I thought she died recently, no?
What? Then how is she coming here to help us? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, they all come back from the dead, apparently.
I suppose.
It's only on this show. We should just... Yeah. Anyone you want to be alive again, just have them come on our show. And they'll
Yeah, or just tell us their name.
Yeah. Zelda Rubinstein, I'm told. Is that her real name?
That's what Shankletown says,
but I
don't
believe
her
character name in the movie.
Is she related
no
to Helena Rubinstein
name,
of the Helena Matt. Rubinstein Foundation?
Probably.
That, you know, of all the obscure references on this show, that might be number one.
Come on, we've all watched Sesame Street
and
whatnot. Everybody's
I knew what you meant. I'm just
she
saying.
Died
she died
in, in January. She's dead. I knew it.
This is why everyone can't have a laptop here. You're all screaming out Zelda Rubinstein's death.
Zelda Rubinstein is dead.
She's dead.
That's the name of the
Can
episode.
You read us her IMDb credits?
All of them.
Yes.
Chronologically.
All of them.
And then alphabetically.
Yep.
Goodbye, Zelda.
And then by order of your preference.
She
was the narrator on The Scariest Places on Earth.
the TV series.
I wasn't actually serious.
Who thought that up? Like, we got to get the woman from Poltergeist to narrate this because she's scary.
Well, was that before or after Poltergeist?
After.
Oh, okay.
You just thought it would be a good idea to have her, so it's the same.
Yeah.
True. Have her in bed while you masturbate next to her.
That would be more acceptable, even with her being dead.
Listen, it's always acceptable.
All righty.
That was nice to hear from Dave Mustaine, though.
No, that was the Macho Man.
Oh.
Very similar voices.
Wait,
they're both dead, though.
Minute.
We wish.
No.
Just if Dave's career.
If I could trade Dave Mustaine's life for the Macho Man's, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, who wouldn't? Dave Mustaine would.
If I could trade Dave Mustaine's life for one more day of the Macho Man's life, I would do it.
After all the material that he's given us.
We could still goof on
show.
Him if he's dead. If I could trade Dave Mustaine's life for the Macho Man dying exactly at the same moment that he did die, I would do it.
So you're just saying you want to kill Dave Mustaine?
Would you trade
basically.
It for one less day of Macho Man's life? Dave Mustaine's life for one less day.
You know what? I need documentation of what Macho Man did with his last 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then I'll decide.
He ate a box of Raisinettes.
That's it? That was the highlight?
That is all he did that
why don't
day.
We go,
then I'll make that trade.
Why don't we go the other way?
Smiley
with
face contract.
How many days of Macho Man's life would you subtract to kill Dave Mustaine? That might be the better question.
400.
When did he main event WrestleMania against Hogan?
I thought you were going to say, when was WrestleMania
3? 89.
Oh, that was 89? Okay, so from the day after that, he could have died the next day.
And then Mustaine's dead from that.
Yeah. Wait, what about all the Macho King stuff?
Nah, that was already a
he
bit
fought
much.
Haku a lot. Don't erase that from my memory.
Well, maybe Haku would have won once in a while if it was a Macho Man.
Oh, maybe
he
still
became
Haku.
See?
You're right.
Yeah.
Fuck Macho Man. Let's kill him in 89.
Little known fact, Haku is Lonnie's favorite wrestler.
Yes, it's true.
Haku,
also known as Meng.
He would have still...
Meng. I might have liked Meng a little bit better.
Because Meng was like an unstoppable monster. All
well,
of
no,
a sudden,
the name is awesome.
After he got his ass kicked for like 12 years in the WWF, suddenly he's like a monster in WCW. Because
he's Samoan.
Yeah.
Wait, he was a former tag team champion.
Multi-time.
Yeah, so shut your mouth.
With the Colossal Connection.
Colossal. As Andre used to
it was
say
like
it.
Haku and some other dude that was on that.
Yeah, big fat guy.
Hey, which one's still alive?
Neither. Haku's dead, isn't he?
No.
No, Haku's not dead.
You should have seen the look on Lonnie's face.
He was like, no, not Haku.
His heart shattered.
Lonnie was crestfallen.
Meng lives forever.
You know what I miss is those classic Haku interviews that he used to do. Those pro.
Oh, they were all, I mean... He was really great on the mic.
He was.
He was more well-spoken.
He wore purple
than I
pants.
Yeah.
And no shoes. Mm-hmm. He was polite.
He looks like one of the guys that like works in the pizzeria near my house.
Look, you have a Samoan pizzeria near
no,
your
he's
house?
Mexican, but he looks, you know, Haku looks nice.
Darren,
let's be
please.
Honest.
I would love to open the door honest. And Haku is delivering me a pizza. Can you read his IMDb credit?
He was the narrator on the most Samoan videos of all time.
Samoa's funniest home videos. He took over after Saget.
Saget's middle name was actually Meng. A lot of people don't know that.
Tonga Fafita is his real name.
Oh. He was
yeah,
named
name.
After Tonga, the country?
No, after the stripper.
Maybe
no,
his
the
parents
country...
just named it that so he wouldn't forget where he lived.
Oh.
I believe the country was named after him. Right.
Agreed.
His credits include Viva Guerrero, a tribute in memory of Eddie. Oh. WWE Jacked. He has no actual credits other than wrestling.
Oh.
He actually did release a Jazzercise video.
I heard they were thinking of putting him in the Marine instead of John Cena, but they changed it the last minute.
Oh, I love that he's credited in the 37th Annual Slammy Awards.
Confirmed that he's still alive, though, right?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, he's definitely still alive.
Are you sure? Have you looked?
Yeah, yeah.
Sid, how many days can we subtract off Dave Mustaine's life to get Haku dead?
What? You better not kill Meng or Haku. Yeah,
I don't care. I don't have anything against him. I just want my earlier statement to be right. I don't want to be wrong about anything. So I want him to be dead. I might kill him.
He's 52 years young.
Yeah.
So he's got 6 years left.
So Chris Benoit, dead. Kurt Hennig, dead. Brian Pillman, dead.
Well, Benoit
dead.
Killed himself, at least.
Yeah.
So we can't really
but
say
steroids
that.
Made him crazy to
yeah.
kill himself, though. And then he killed Danny.
All the concussions.
Concussions, too.
Haku's still alive, though.
That's right.
Meng's still alive.
Yeah. Shame.
Suck on that.
Does he have any kids that he can murder?
He has a boy named Maku.
And
a girl named Feng.
And Tonget.
Actually, I think his son got a WWE development contract.
Oh, nice. Of course.
What's his son's real name?
It's
not Feng.
Are you going to start watching wrestling again, Lonnie, now?
No.
Support Meng's kid?
No, no. It's not enough.
All right, Feng is on Raw. That's so awesome.
I'll catch it on the YouTube.
Oh, he currently works as a car spa manager.
What?
Car spa.
At David Mouse Toyota in Sanford, Florida.
Is that like a...
Oh, cool. Also sitting on the URL metalinjection.com.
Imagine...
$80,000 U.S. Signed Meng.
For Meng.
That's why he said U.S. Because the Isle of Tonga, they're
what's
shit in the toilet
like,
there.
Seashells?
Oh, his son is...
Bottle caps.
Handkerchiefs.
Tevita is his son's name. So his son's name is Tevita Fifita.
It's weird that he had such a weird name and he gave his kid such a normal one. Why would you do
oh,
that?
His wrestling name is Tama Tonga.
Oh, God.
Oh,
all
cool.
right.
It's original.
With
a name like Tevita Fifita, you think they would... they really had to change that.
It was almost Hakuna Matata. But
who, do you know who
it.
Steve Fifita is? He apparently plays defensive tackle for the New England Patriots. A relative of theirs.
Oh,
interesting.
Cool.
It's probably on the practice squad.
Meng injection.
Definitely wrestling overload.
Yeah, let's stop.
Now yeah, let's move on to a music break.
Okay.
Need a smoke break.
Yes.
Smoky, smoky.
Like, there's any difference between those two?
Yeah,
things.
Really.
We're gonna kick things off with a band named Ghost. Watch out. No, the watch out.
That's
is
the whole name.
No, just the band's name is Ghost. But
watch out.
Who's Ghost?
Watch out, because there's a ghost.
Who's ghost is it? Is it
I,
just
I ain't afraid of no ghost. It's a
yeah,
proper
it's,
comeback.
It's an honor. It's an honor of the Macho Man Randy Savage stopping by.
Okay.
So here we go. Little Ghost on the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Oh, This is Chuck Blandington. Remember when sideburns were cool? No, neither do I. Sorry, Rob. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast. We'll be right back.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you. Sid and Lonnie have nothing to be ashamed of. I once shared a bed on vacation with Optimus Prime, and we leaked WD-40 all over each other. That doesn't make me any less of a man. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
The club.
your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Just when you thought it was over. Just when you thought we were done. Just when you thought it was safe. Man, there's a whole second hour left to go. Let's return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here's the show.
All right.
Here we are.
A little more mellow. At least me and Noah.
Yeah, you know, during the break, Marina came in, and I thought the lovely Marina, was going to sit down and do a show with us, but she turned around and walked right back out again.
She was just returning the Wire DVD set that she borrowed from me, like 6 months ago. She
pulled out like 9,000 DVD seasons of The Wire and just handed them to Sid.
It's the greatest gift ever given.
It's true.
Now Sid has to carry them home, which is the most exercise he'll ever do in this year.
Yeah, the entire series of The Wire weighs like 900 pounds.
The laptop is actually heavier that I carry home.
Yeah, but you're carrying extra weight.
This sounds like an invitation to a mugging. Tell them what corner you'll be on and how I will not help you.
Thank you very much.
I might mug you. I still haven't seen The Wire, honestly.
You want to take those home? You can watch them. If you'll actually watch them.
Rob.
I downloaded the first couple of seasons already, meaning stole.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't got to it yet, so I should just do it.
You should give them their. You should pay for it and borrow it from Sid.
Yeah,
how
Sid,
much?
Sid has a
pay
DVD
me?
Right?
80,000 USD.
Yes.
All right.
Sincerely.
What's our phone number, by the way, Rob?
Well, our phone number is 646-929-1357.
Nice.
And right now it's time to play something we haven't done in a while.
Sexual Jeopardy?
Oh, trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Lonnie, do you want to announce the name of the show? The name of the segment, I mean?
The name of the show or the name of the segment?
The segment.
Oh, it's Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash it or trash it.
You said it's sexually.
I did.
Thrash it or trash it.
I was instructed.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
So the game is simple. People in the chat, we want your links to bands that we might either like or hate. We're going to listen to the band for 45 seconds to a minute, and then all go around the room and decide if we thrash the band.
Or we trash it.
Like the band. Or trash the band, which means we dislike it.
Is this Lonnie's first time sitting in on this game?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
What do I win?
Oh, that's right.
You win one of Sean's old t-shirts.
Hmm.
Noah, Shankletown would like you to say Shankletown in a sexy voice as you say thrash but trash it.
Don't do it.
People
got to
pay for that.
Yeah.
80,000 USD.
All right. This Beast 666. See what this is about. MySpace.com/ThisBeast666. The band is called This Beast.
Okay. 666.
There were 665 other bands named This Beast.
Exactly. They're from Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Their genres are black metal, death metal,
and klezmer.
Metal. songs are in parentheses demon. And then out of parentheses, straighter, so demonstrator.
Oh, wow, there's a clever play on words.
This is already taking too
trash
long.
It.
Or trash
inhaling
it.
Inhaling doom. Well, we have to listen to it.
Inhaling dudes.
Doom.
I thought that was your song. That's your song, Rob.
That was a...
There's What's Up, Ryan?
Inhaling dudes for...
All right, let's do inhaling dudes. I mean, inhaling doom.
You have that soundbite, right, where Rob just said, let's do Inhaling Dudes.
We'll be on
for the future.
We'll pull that.
Cool, thank you.
It was so clear, too.
Oh.
Something that rhymes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God, this sounds terrible. I can't.
Life, it seems, will fade away.
Seriously.
Can you fast forward? Thank you. It's any 45 seconds you want, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The guitar sounds like squeaking doors.
All right.
Whose little cousin's band is this?
I feel like the tape is slowing down. We're listening to the riff slower than it is or something. I don't know. So, okay, let's go around the room. I'll start. Terrible!
Trash it.
Trash.
The drums sound like he's like banging on a door frame or something with a piece of cardboard.
It's like the Blue Man Group or Stomp or something. It's both. It's a combination. Parentheses.
What do you think?
I think just to save time, we should say, does anybody want to thrash this?
No.
No. Then there we go. Universal trash. Go.
Universal trash.
You're out of here.
We are the universe?
Yeah. In this case, yeah.
You're the Metal Injection universe.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
We have a universe.
Metalinjection.universe.
WWE.
By the way, Metal Injection Universe, the worst role-playing game ever.
Yeah.
True. Okay, got linked to this band by Ross Gnarly, Dope Throne.
Oh, that must be good. Must be good.
I already like it.
Is it Throne with a W or Throne like you sit on? It's a valid question.
It's Throne with a W that you sit on.
Well, what do we think here before Rob tells us?
I can see it.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I'm cheating.
Never mind.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's like you sit on.
You're right.
Correct. Okay, so
wins a prize.
Let's just play Demon Smoke.
Crash it.
Because I like that.
Wait, we do it after we hear the song that we then we say.
Can we extend the game and guess what we think this will sound like?
Oh, okay.
Well, that's
there's gonna be talking.
Well, what'll it sound like?
A Dope Throne.
Yes.
I think there'll be some electronica influence in this, like death metal with keyboards or some kind of synth of some kind.
Anyone else want to predict? So did you see
I would have guessed
page?
The same thing, but their logo...
I can't see the logo.
...looks more metal, like they'd think using any electronic elements would be gay.
Okay. I just thought of Dope. I was maybe
I feel like they look like a stoner band based on the logo.
Okay.
I think it will sound like the music of the girl from the TV show iCarly.
She makes music?
All right.
Sweet.
They
music.
All make music.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah?
What's her name?
This is going to be Grindcore.
She was in School of Rock. I forgot her name.
She was in School of Rock.
Something
at that,
Jewish,
she was
right?
She was 19, though.
She's like an American Indian.
That's
and mixed with white.
So what is... She gets her own TV show as reparations?
Yes.
Fuck that shit.
40 Acres of Mule and a Nickelodeon show.
That's what happened with Raven Simone.
Oh, Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah,
Ross,
that's it.
Ross Gnarly informed me. I remember now.
So there's a band on or something.
This is dope.
I can barely hear it.
Sludge. Sounds like a shit that Mastodon took.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm trashing it.
I guess we'll do it.
We'll
do
start
it.
With you.
We'll do it.
I trash it.
Why do you trash it, Lonnie?
I don't like it.
That's a good enough reason to me.
Right, what more do you need?
Is anybody going to thrash it?
I liked it.
Why do you like it now?
It's just, I just like sludge music, especially when I'm stoned.
So it could just be anyone playing, like,
anything.
No, I like it. I like the way... His singing is. I like the singing sound.
Is there anything you don't
like? Sounds
like
zombies singing.
Great.
Darren, what did you think of it? No, I don't like it. It's I said, it's a shit that Mastodon took, but I do like Mastodon because I feel like they kind of perfected the
sound.
Well,
you just think they take gross shit.
Yes, I think they clog toilets.
Oh, I have that in common with that.
Have to trash it.
Sid, what do you think?
Not a fan. It's a mess.
So you trash it.
Trash.
I think listening to this now, like recorded, I'm not really like too crazy about it. It doesn't move me. But if I was this stoned at a show and they were playing,
you wouldn't be able to move.
But in my mind, I would be like, yeah, man.
You'd suck listening to it.
Yeah, I would listen for at least 2 songs. Then who knows, maybe I'd get sick of it. Or maybe I'd be totally into it. So I'd give it a mild thrash for that. The potential is a thrash.
I see. Okay. Well, how many thrashes was that? Two.
It was 2 out of 5.
That's pretty bad.
By the way, the two people that are on drugs currently.
Right. Good point.
See?
Well, he was smart.
Well, I mean,
he was smart to suggest that.
I even admitted it. And that's actually both of our logic was, oh, well.
We're high, so we like it.
I don't think the band choice matters. I think you would just pick the thrash.
No, that's not true. We trashed the last band.
Yeah.
I guess.
But what about the
band.
7 in between there that we listened to? Remember that?
That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Stop fucking with us.
You'll hear it on the playback.
What? okay, let's
keep going.
Brandywine's suggestion of
Brandy Rot Wine, a girl?
I think so.
Yeah, she called us before.
Yeah.
Okay, now I remember.
By the way, were we aware that Ross Gnarly of the chat and our fan base has 2 children?
Yes, I was aware of that.
He's 21.
Yeah. Well, listen, he's from the South.
What the hell are we all doing with our lives?
You're engaged.
I don't have a kid.
So you're a little
behind.
Holy
crap.
And also, Ross Gnarly is 22. Get your
22. Okay, still, wow.
Why do we know so
he
much
should
about
have,
Ross
He should
Gnarly.
Have 3 kids at this point.
I suppose. Sold him short by a year.
What's yeah, stop listening
what
to the live
guys. You?
Go make another baby.
Go make some babies.
Thrash it.
Shankletown, what are you waiting for?
You can start a colony, we can start a colony if they all reproduce and they'll all listen to the live cast.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know, that's
like
not his.
Possibly
like,
the ugliest colony ever. What?
That might be his brother and sister, and he's saying they're his kids or something. You don't know that.
I suppose.
I don't know why that would be
to make
lie.
Sid feel bad.
Well, that's
that
how
he
you,
doesn't have any kids.
That's
yet.
How you
a huge
get shit.
Plot.
Right?
It's a huge plot.
That's how you get laid. Man,
earlier today, Noah was telling me how she wants a kid right now.
Is that true?
Not right now. I want one
like
in
right on
years.
The table.
Oh.
Well, I made a suggestion to her. I don't know.
Is it because you're like?
Though.
Is it because you're like bored of having a dog?
Well, Rob, am I allowed to tell everybody the suggestion that I made?
Well,
she doesn't have a man in her life right now, correct?
Right.
There's no like prospects of a kid anytime soon. So I was like, why don't you and Rob have, like, a platonic friends baby? Yeah. Just to, like, I mean,
and then
you know,
I said, well, I don't want to have like, to have sex with Rob.
And I was like, he could go to a sperm bank and
turkey
then you could turkey.
It.
Exactly. She was like,
no.
She was under the impression that it would involve needles and surgery and stuff.
What?
Like, no. They just turkey baster.
I thought that they have to, like, stab the
That's
ovary.
That's only if you have, like, trouble conceiving. I think if you're normally
no,
healthy woman, you just squirt it up
so.
In your push-push.
Yeah, they put on a porn video. Oh, in your case, like a Dave Mustaine and Dave Ellison video. You get excited and they jam the thing inside.
Wait, and they're both in the video?
Yeah, for you, they can do anything.
But
you're paying, you know?
This whole, like, donating the sperm idea and who's going to get Noah the sperm so she can have this baby that she so desperately wants. Why wouldn't you turn this into a contest for the site?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Type of Twitter
the site would explode.
Yeah.
We would need to buy the .com
so
for the capacity.
We could do a retweet contest. We can do something on the site, right? Okay?
You can have a baby with Noah.
Yeah. You might
definitely
break Twitter.
Definitely a retweet contest.
Yeah,
you don't get
yeah.
the fucker. You don't get the fucker. Only your sperm goes
so,
inside her body.
I will say this. If you can get the Twitter handle... 5 new followers, you can fuck her.
Oh, okay.
Right?
No.
If you can get the Twitter handle, 5 new followers,
wait,
you can
some,
fuck
some
Noah.
Echo for this. Can we get some echo for this?
Noah's not contributing.
It's the Get Noah Pregnant.
Get
fuck.
Noah Pregnant Fuck.
Do you want your sperm in Noah? Totally platonic. Turkey baster. Then, just retweet metal injection tweet. Retweet metal injection tweet. Of I want to get Noah pregnant. Not available in Nebraska, Wisconsin, Wyoming, New Jersey, and South Carolina. Please limit tweet to 140 characters.
At now.
Dave Mustaine just tweeted.
Oh,
from the grave.
Sold.
By the way, Cancer Scare says Rob's baby boy would be a booty. No, I saw a turkey baster in your room. Were you like experimenting? Or?
She's trying to forego the fee.
Yeah.
So go back to that for a second. Let's get Noah's smiley face on this contract. And just finish this puppy
out. Wait,
how
much do I get paid?
$80,000.
You get a baby.
Would you be willing to donate this so Noah can have a baby?
Wait, is metal injection going to pay my child support?
No, they're just going to pay for the turkey baster.
Any leftover sperm that were to get sent that is not the winner just goes in Rob's mouth.
He likes his own, so now you get other flavors. He's sampling. It's like a chef's taste.
Like Baskin Robbins.
Now that's a leaf, okay?
We'll get you a taste spoon.
Rob will have just cups of it in his freezer. And he'll eat it like ice cream.
Cumsicles? That's wrong. How dare you.
I was thinking more like a frozen yogurt.
It's over the line. You're so uncultured. Okay, next band, please.
Oh, that's right.
We're still doing this? Really?
I forgot that we were playing.
We were planning out the rest of Noah's life.
Trash it or trash it.
Planning out the rest of Noah's life.
Bust the rhymes.
I want a baby. I think Ross Gnarly is going to suggest something. I told him we would play his suggestion. So.
We just did.
We just played one of his suggestions.
Was that his?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Now,
is it again? I don't know.
Here,
well, one for each one of his children.
Brandy. I was going to say.
I can't pronounce this. Is it
Apocrypha?
Okay. Wait, weren't we going to do Brandy Wines?
Yeah, that's hers.
She's a fine girl.
There's From Ashes, the new single.
I thought for a second it was going to be Joe in the balcony. It did sound like me.
Oh! Another door squeaking in this song.
Where's Zach Wilde's pitch harmonic when you need him?
This guy's really in love with that pinch.
Pinch harmonic.
But how's his F string? I want to know.
There is no F string, Darren.
But that's why this is so good, because he uses
F sharp.
Is there an F sharp?
Well, there are notes.
Listen, I worked with Sam Ash for 11 years. I know there's an F string.
There was a section in the store called the F string.
Well, I guess if you down tune, then there is.
Uh-huh. See?
All right.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. So what do we think of this? Noah, what do you think?
I trash it.
That wasn't my voice.
Why do you trash it, Lonnie?
I'm just not in the fucking mood.
Don't start with Lonnie.
Got him on the wrong day.
Not in the mood. Noah, what do you think?
I didn't think it was that bad. So.
But overall bad?
I don't know if I only like it because I'm high.
Yes.
Or if I really like
it. Stop being high for like 1 minute. And then boom.
Just put it on pause.
Actually, just stop being high. Stop getting high already. Come
Why?
On. You're
really?
Almost 30. Come on.
You
don't even have a kid.
You want to be like Jerry Garcia or something, you know, like 7 years old smoking weed in
yeah.
a trailer. Come on.
Why not? What
a big fat gut.
You're already
gray
talking,
beard.
You're talking yourself into having Rob's kid.
See what pot does to you?
Wait right. a minute.
I'm scared straight now.
I'm right here.
I'm
you guys
scared
are
straight.
Sorry.
That Please don't cry.
Who's to say I would give my sperm to Noah?
All of us.
Really?
Oh, what? So now you're too good?
I don't just hand it over.
Wow.
You're too good for me
I don't just hand it over.
Sudden?
Baby.
Yeah, maybe your eggs are not good enough for his sperm.
Yeah.
Is it masturbating while thinking of her sort of giving her your sperm to her?
I haven't done that. In like at least.
Only if it's in her bed.
Oh, I didn't want to know that.
Like you didn't know that already.
Come on.
I've never done it.
No.
Is there anyone we know that you've masturbated to?
He's definitely masturbated thinking of Noah.
I totally have not.
No point in pressing
him. She was
him.
A
He's
hot mismatch. We know what you thought. No, you can't hide
no, but
from
it was,
that.
I don't know.
You cannot hide from that, Ron.
No, I just, I need visual aids.
How about Marina?
Masturbation.
She has a Facebook page.
No.
How about
she's half naked.
Marina?
No. No.
No?
No. Anyone else that we know?
No, I don't really. No, it's just like I don't like fantasize about real life situations while doing it. I don't know.
Fair just enough. Mostly unicorns and trolls.
Yeah, just mythic
fucking unicorns.
No, I just watch porn. Yeah, no big deal. No big deal.
What about that porn Noah was in?
Rob doesn't have that.
I don't watch
oh,
it.
Oh, sorry.
I just don't watch it that often.
You know what Rob does? He'll put porn on his computer, and he'll just cut out my face from pictures and paste it on his computer screen.
Oh, I After Effects Noah's face.
Well, he is a he's a web developer.
Guys, for some reason.
He doesn't even use Photoshop, though. It's just a picture, and he actually physically tapes it on
his phone. Yeah. He can only watch frame by frame because he
has it. I keep moving a window.
Yeah.
It said cut and paste. What? It's paste all over his monitor.
All right, so we were still listening to that band.
So are you saying he photoshops Noah's face onto men's bodies?
Yeah.
I don't know what the meaning there is, but it's disturbing.
You say that I'm a man.
That's terrible to say. Rob,
yeah, I mean, her face looks pretty good on Bradley Cooper's body. So
oh, yeah,
sense,
totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
They have the same skin tone, too, so it's really easy to just put her head on.
On who?
Bradley Cooper. What?
Who's that?
The guy from
The Hangover.
Yeah.
He's Rob's favorite.
You're saying that I look like him?
No.
No.
Never mind. All
just
right.
The body,
so
he's saying.
Okay. So Noah, did you?
Rob has a fat head of him in his room.
Did you?
You know what? I definitely thrash it because.
You're getting back to the music.
We went on such a great tangent.
Right.
That I thrashed.
Forgot what the music sounds like, and it allowed you to thrash this.
Yes. I thrash it.
I forgot what it sounds like, too, so I thrash it. I'm just guessing.
All right, I'm going to trash it. I don't like it.
I'm going to actually, I should say, one thing I did like about this is that it doesn't sound like it was recorded inside of a trash can, which most of these songs do when we listen to this. So the recording sounds good, even though I don't like this kind of music at all. All
right. Okay, fair enough. Should we keep going with this?
Meaning the game?
The game.
You didn't even ask me what I thought of that song.
Well, I know what you thought of it.
You don't like any of these songs ever.
I actually like that one more than the rest.
But
like, I was like, in my head, I was on the verge of thrashing, and then the guitar squeal started, and it killed it. Then the vocals kicked in. I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty good. And then his voice started cracking, and it killed it. So I'm going to trash it. But I came very close to thrashing it.
Sid, I want
to
ask you a question. How many days would you cut off Dave Mustaine's life to not have to listen to that song?
All of them?
It's a win-win.
Yeah. It erase him from existence. From the wipe the book.
Like
book
Marty McFly.
Yeah.
All right. No. Here's a band that Morbid Toaster said is for Noah called Cloudy Head.
Trash it.
Cloudy Head.
Yeah, because yeah, in the clouds. Anyway, one of the songs is Tom Waits' Briefcase.
I like it already.
What's in there?
Then there was Michael Keaton was the best Batman and was way better than Keith Ledger. What? Keith Ledger?
Keith Ledger wasn't Batman.
That's a troll title.
And then a CPU error has occurred. Which one should we go with?
The Michael Keaton one.
There's also North Korea is the best Korea. Or is best Korea.
I like the titles. I don't know
about
we'll
go
music.
With Michael Keaton. Yeah. We'll try it.
It's obviously not the best Batman.
I think that's a troll title to get you arguing with the title. It's not Keith Ledger.
Okay, so I think this is probably just a one-man band.
Is there any vocals to this?
Fast forward.
Probably not.
To Live Is to Die, like 6 minutes in, there's James Hetfield talking, one sentence.
Maybe now.
Wait.
You let a man die. He murdered some part of the world.
I'm Batman.
You're adding that.
Spoiler alert.
Vicky Bell.
Now it's Bat Dance by Prince.
Trash and thrash that.
Town needs an enema. Come on.
I know what we're playing out tonight after the end of the show.
All right, so what
we trash that.
Lonnie.
Yeah. I don't want to go first.
So you, what do you think, though?
We trashed that.
Oh,
the Michael Keaton thing is ridiculous.
All of us?
We.
You refer to yourself in the second person? Or the...
We. I speak for all
the royal
us,
we.
I won't
so
be
now
wrong.
Now we're royalty? First we're the universe, and now we're royalty?
Noah, what do you think of it?
I trash it.
In between royalty and the universe, you were photoshopped onto a man's body.
Sid, what did you think?
Jacob's recommending Man Will Surrender, which is a band me
and Lee
used to love. So good work, Shakedown.
They've completely disappeared off the face
of the earth. Well, that was like 10 years ago at least.
But still.
I trash it because it's terrible. But Man Will Surrender, I definitely trash.
I'll just get some of that.
Okay.
Yep.
That's great.
Is that an unsigned band?
No, they were on a major
They're an unexisting band at this point.
Yes, they're unsigned. Yeah. They're not signed to anyone.
Record producer.
I actually
like
Cloudy Head. I like
record, right?
Google Garth?
Yeah.
I trashed it. Hello, guys.
You
trashed it.
I just, like, I thought it was too slow. If it was at a faster tempo, I think it would be better.
What do you think, Darren?
If it was in a faster tempo, I would have liked it.
If it was in a tempo?
Yes. If it was in a shul, I would enjoy it. If I wouldn't listen to this on my iPod, but if I was in a shul and they played this and the cantor was singing the song, I would definitely like it. So I'm gonna thrash it.
I can't find that Shankletown link.
You just put it on the music break over there.
Where?
It's a YouTube link.
Oh. Once.
Oh, God.
Hey, it's actually everybody. From not even from their full length, it's from their 7-inch, so I don't know if I've ever even heard of it.
This song sucks.
Oh, are you serious?
It's definitely not a metal band.
Is it filter?
Yeah.
No. Not as
heavy
as filter.
I feel like I'm listening
it's like to... It's similar. It's something me and Lonnie will like, but the rest of you guys will not like.
They're not really that much like Quicksand. But those elements.
Keep it off my waves. That reminds me.
That was a good song. So
yeah,
I'll take it.
I wasn't putting this down. Randy Orton coming out now to the ring when it's this place.
Wait, vocal special.
When does the song start?
We just said we've never heard the song. So I'll just for it.
We've never heard the song if the band has been around.
You should pay attention to what it is. Well, actually, you shouldn't pay attention to what it is. But what he said was it's from some 7-inch. We just, you know.
Oh.
Noah just heard 7-inch and thought of cock.
No, I thought of something else.
She's like, oh, someone's getting pregnant tonight.
That turkey bass is 7 inches, Noah.
This really doesn't even sound like the man.
It does a little bit now. A little bit.
I like
man,
that.
Is good, though.
Not as good. Not as good as the full length.
Over it.
Sorry, Finkelstein or whatever your name is.
So Lonnie, what did you think of it?
I would probably trash that one song.
Oh.
So what in your face? Bands who no longer exist.
Yeah, suck it.
Guy plays a song for you and you trash it. What the hell is wrong with you? What a guy you are.
No, the worst part is that you're saying how much you like the band.
Yeah, but this was...
And now you trash
well,
them.
I'm not going to lie just to be like, I have to go along with
no, I know.
Said. That would be deceptive.
No, but that, I'm just saying, it probably hurts a lot more than just trashing his...
I thrash your honesty.
Yeah, thanks. I thrash your cuddliness.
Thank you.
Are we just thrashing each other's abilities?
That's what this
good.
Game is, actually.
All right, cool.
I'm going to thrash myself in the other room, thinking of you later on.
Whoa.
Rob will do that thinking of Noah.
Oh,
I don't do that sort of
but with,
stuff.
But with Morley Safer's face.
Wait, Morley Safer's face and Noah's body.
Right. Oh, I didn't say Noah's body, but okay.
You just said Morley
Safer. No, it's just her feet.
just Morley Safer's face
a
and Noah's...
Morley Safer, Mr. Potato
obvious,
Head?
It's obvious. What?
It's a Morley Safer, Mr. Potato Head?
Right. Yes, no.
I don't even know Noah's feet even look like.
Could assume.
Oh, the most absurd show.
I love it.
We have a phone call.
How do you not know what Noah's feet look like?
I've walked around barefoot.
I never look
in the summer.
Feet.
I wear flip flops.
How could not?
Let's see your feet right now.
Whip it out.
No.
So we have a caller.
Do you want to smell my feet?
No.
Trick or treat for the show. I'll smell them.
Oh. You will?
Yeah. Come here.
Wow, this
yeah.
is good. Put this on
sexual
video.
Way.
Noah
fun.
Has a second contender for semen implantation.
I'll
right
report
now.
I'll report the results.
A second contender.
I'm not.
Yeah, Darren, we met.
I ain't knocking her up.
Smell your feet.
Yeah,
he's probably
he's
willing
smelling
to put
your
some
feet.
I like my money. I ain't paying Noah 18 years of child support.
Darren will really smell my feet.
Yes.
You have
yeah.
OCD.
Yes.
I
will.
Don't have germophobia.
Right.
He has OCD, not nose CD.
I have like,
get it.
My stuff is like counting stuff and all that. I don't have any
right.
like germs.
Well,
stuff.
You have to count her toes as well.
Oh my God.
No, you can't. You can't touch my feet.
Why would I want to touch
no,
your feet?
No foot touching, just smelling, just sniff.
You don't have to. I don't care. That would be funny.
You have to do it,
it
now. You
yeah,
have to do it now, happening. Right?
Yeah.
So. You
oh
can't
boy.
Just keep talking about it and not do it.
And I'm filming this for the
fans. So we'll do some play-by-play. Oh, my God. Noah is... That is not supposed to be green.
All right. How close am I allowed to get?
Get in there.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I don't
so in order to smell, don't you have to have your tongue out? No?
I just... It doesn't smell like sweat or anything. It just smells like regular person.
Right. Well, I think...
I'm done. That's all the smell.
No, no, it's more the bottom of the arch. The,
yeah,
near
yeah,
the
yeah, at the bottom.
That's really
it
where you're supposed to smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not right up in there, no.
There's no
right.
offensive smell in the report. It's normal.
It smells like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah. Were you walking on some Cool Ranch Doritos earlier?
Because you've been running
through
my mind all day.
I was honestly... I was hoping that your feet stunk really bad so I could come on the air and say that your feet smell like shit, but they really don't. They smell fine.
That might be the most romantic thing anyone's ever said.
I can't believe how nice you are, Darren.
I'm telling the truth. I believe I'd be the first to report that your feet smell like ass, but they don't.
It's true.
They smell very
nice. The question
nice.
Is, does her ass smell like feet?
No, we're not
come
finding
on,
that
no.
out.
That's your. I did the foot. You get the asshole.
Deal.
Maybe later.
Deal.
All right, let's take a big music break. We need a little break from all this excitement.
I thought we were just getting started.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, Papa needs another beer.
See,
I thought we had a caller. What happened to the caller?
He hung up.
He was like, well, if there's feet smelling to be had.
He got turned on by the foot smelling segment and went and thrashed himself.
All right, let's take a quick music break. We'll be back with some more live cast.
You didn't say that concludes Thrash It or Trash It.
You're right.
It's all format today, Rob.
That is free form today.
I'm nervous when I'm here.
That concludes
Thrash
It. Thrash It or Trash It.
All right. So yeah, like I said, that's the end of.
Or trash.
All right, already.
Oh,
trash.
Okay. Let's play some Master.
What?
Are you ready to shit blood out of your ears? Because it's the Metal Injection Live Cast. Right now.
Right now.
Hey, Quish.
Welcome back. took a little siesta. We're back for the final few minutes.
The final 21 minutes.
Yeah.
At least.
Did we cover the Preakness yet?
The what?
The Preakness.
That's at the top of the hour.
Okay, sorry.
Isn't that a Disturbed album? You're down
with
the Preakness.
Was that Chuck Blandington or Lonnie? I couldn't tell. Anyway, earlier today, Noah posted. Oh,
is down with the Preakness.
Okay, that's enough. Take it off. Take it off.
I gotta fade it out.
Take it off.
You want a hard cut or what? Well, you
yes.
No, slow fade.
What kind of
slow
unprofessional
fade.
Are you, you son of a bitch?
Disturbed. Hard cut all the way. What? Do we have a caller?
Yeah.
We have a caller on the rumor mill.
870.
Hello, 870.
I'm just listening.
So are we, but we're talking too.
You can't think of anything.
I'm just getting tacos, man.
Could I have a taco?
What kind of tacos?
You want me to ship it to you?
Yes, please. Where are you shipping it from?
Arkansas.
Sid, I can't believe you missed the most obvious question you could ask this guy.
Which is what?
He just asked you about tacos.
What kind of taco?
Oh,
the
corn flour tortilla.
Taco Bell.
Oh, plastic tortilla. I don't mind Taco Bell though, but they don't ship well. It'd be all soggy and clumpy by the time it gets to me.
That's by the time it gets to your table. It's like that.
Yeah. But I mean, in Arkansas.
Yeah. What?
It's amazing that they didn't drag the very last Mexican by the back of the car and decapitate him.
Come on.
Listen, it's Arkansas.
Yeah, but
I didn't invent Arkansas.
Taco Bell doesn't have Mexicans actually working in Taco Bell. There's nothing Mexican about
it. But isn't it like kosher food where they need one rabbi to bless it? Like,
they
need one Mexican to bless the Taco Bell?
They need
Bell?
To pour
no.
Corona
yes,
over it.
They do, actually.
Sir, look around you right now. Do you see any Mexicans?
Not at all.
See?
Okay.
Don't put down the taco.
And he sounded so proud of that. Not at all.
Yeah. Well, that
he's scouting.
We dragged every last one of those motherfuckers.
We're not all rednecks.
I'm just kidding, man. This is a comedy show.
Listen,
man.
Like 80-90%. That's all we're saying.
Like yeah, probably.
Guys,
guys, pissed at us.
Thanks, Clyde.
Never seen a Jew up close?
Me, no.
Yeah. Most people that call our show haven't.
Go to the Latke Bell across the street. There might be one.
We're broadening horizons here on the Metal Injection Livecast.
A latke is a potato pancake for those of you goyims in the audience.
Goyim is already plural. There's
Sorry.
No goyims.
It's like shrimps.
Shrimpin'.
This is Ross Gnarly, by the way.
Oh!
What, really?
Yeah, you never asked.
You don't sound how I thought you would sound.
Nobody remembers to ask for your name or anything.
Tacos for the kids, or is it just for you?
Yeah,
okay.
I got some for my old lady and some for my kids.
Old lady, I love it. I love the way you talk. Let me tell you,
are the
I love
kids
the way y'all talk?
Are the kids also gnarly?
Yes, they are.
Good. Did you name your son Farley Gnarly?
And how is that?
Leave Meg alone.
Sativa.
How is Mrs. Gnarly?
She's good. Hungry.
Does she also listen to the show?
She listens to Archive.
That's fair enough. As long as we get the download, we don't care if it's live or not.
I think you guys should play us during dinner time.
I actually play all the time at my job.
That's fair.
Where do you work? What's your full-time gig, Ross?
I work as a salad maker in a pizza restaurant.
Wow. Do you ever have to explain to your coworkers all the gay penis jokes that are being played?
Every fucking day.
How many people order salads at a pizza restaurant? You're probably not that busy at work, I would assume.
I make about 300 a day.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
They must have some terrible pizza if everybody's going there and getting salad.
Do they have salads?
Exactly. Say what?
Popular. Do you put salad on the pizza? Do they have those as well?
No, we don't.
I just blew your mind.
No, the pizzeria around my place, they have chicken Caesar salad pizza.
Yeah, no, it happens. But this guy would be out of a job if they did that, maybe.
Yeah, well,
so we don't want that to happen.
Exactly.
Let's not tell them about it.
They don't do that at the Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh!
What?
There's a market.
Is it a chain? Or do you work at a chain, or is it a mom and pop?
I work at a U.S. Pizza. It's a chain.
I don't think I've ever heard of
U.S. Pizza.
I've never heard of that.
Is that like a CC's?
It's a southern thing.
Oh, okay.
By the way,
you enjoy CC's.
Do you really?
Yeah. No.
Trinkletown had a good idea. With your daughter, you should name her iCarly Gnarly, and then she can get a Nickelodeon show.
It's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea.
His daughter is already named, though.
No, but you could change that.
Yeah, it's Arkansas.
How old is your daughter?
She'll be 4 this year.
Okay. I was going to say, if she's like 2, you could still change her name.
They write the birth certificates in Crayola down there. It's nothing.
It's actually on a dry erase board. In Crayola, though.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Right. And then they can't figure out how to erase it because it's...
doesn't.
Hey, dude, I'm going to go eat my tacos.
Oh, fine.
Your tacos.
No, we're hanging up on you.
Guess
no.
what?
Get this guy off.
Fine.
I just ate one of your tacos.
You're a vapor. You're not even here anymore.
Fire off, Charlie. So, yeah.
I appreciate that he takes us with him to Taco Bell.
It's nice of him.
Oh, I hung up on him by mistake.
Weren't we doing
that?
No, he was listening.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Oh, I feel bad.
Call back.
Way to treat your listeners.
Wait, he can't hear
Noah.
Me say that.
It's not my fault that I'm high.
So earlier today, Noah, possibly while not high, posted...
No, I wasn't.
...posted a story about metal bands in the Middle East and this compilation from Metality.
You want to give the recap of your blog post that you... your article? Like, rundown? Too long, don't read things?
Rob just recapped it for us.
That was it.
Oh, that's it?
There's a compilation.
There's a compilation.
Noah interviewed the guy.
All right. Well, what did he say? Jeez. Like pulling teeth.
Well, I'm not going to tell you everything he said.
Give us the D's in the radio.
So,
we call that a teeth.
radio.
I have a certificate.
All right. So his name is Ivor Head, and he put together.
That's enough. That's too much for the teeth.
Yeah.
They're gonna go.
Wait, you write for a blog?
It's a website.
His name's Ivor. That's
Women's World Daily?
No.
He's the editor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wayne
what?
Gnarly? No.
Hmm?
Wayne Campbell.
Keep going.
So, anyway.
What are we doing again?
We were talking about your blog, which people can check out. But
the names of those bands on that article that you wrote were kind of funny.
Yeah, some
of them.
Some of those band names were a little weird.
Why would you say they were weird?
I don't know. Between the Burka and Me? That
yeah,
was
that's
like kinda,
a little I don't know
that's strange.
That
was, Look, first of all. You can't make fun of their culture.
Bin Laden escape plan, though? Come on. That's like
that's
a little...
It's too far. It's too far.
That's like Dillinger escape plan.
And some of these...
Yeah, somewhat.
Some of these aren't even original, like, you know, Iran Maiden. Yeah, like, come on. What's that about?
Blatant ripoff.
It's, but
Wasn't
it's
that
different.
Your mom's nickname in high school, Rob?
No.
That was her
my
name after marriage.
She was a maiden to someone from Iran. She was an Iran maiden.
How about Camel Tura?
Just a way of life
that's
there.
Just, come on.
Not Shekel Tura?
Oh, that's
or
a good
shekel?
One.
Shekel? Wait, which is the, money, the unit
shekel,
of money?
Shekel.
Shekel Tura. There you go.
How about Lamb of Allah? That one struck me as a little blasphemous, I thought.
But that's what it's all about. I mean, there are bands that sing about...
Bands love Lamb and Allah in the Middle East.
There was one that I thought was like kind of appropriate, though. Anthrax. Right? Because it's just anthem.
Why do you always have to make fun of everything that I do?
Strapping Young lamb Kebab.
That one is tasty.
That was Sid. Sorry. I bungled that.
Fine.
So all of you got together today after my post went up and you just started shit-talking all these bands.
Kill Switch Engage.
Well, not shit-talking, but...
Is there a band where you
putting
could put
all
the
these
word...
jokes together?
Is there a band where you could put the word hummus in there somehow? I can't
I'll get back
one.
To you.
Thank you.
A hummus once lost?
That doesn't sound like
no.
a wife.
Oh, right.
Women are not allowed
we're
to
not
wear...
Making, how are
Rob,
we making
you stepped
fun
on my
you.
Joke.
Sorry.
Women are not allowed to wear pants, Tara.
Thrasher.
I had another one earlier, didn't I? Hezbollah, yeah.
I didn't know what the I didn't get what the
no.
thing was.
Yeah, you have to explain it.
Yeah.
That's not because it's a bad joke. It's because hell yeah is so lame that nobody instantly goes there.
Dying hummus.
I suppose that works.
Dying hummus.
That was from the chat.
Who said that one?
Taco grinder.
Taco grinder. That was good.
Someone also offered car bomb.
Okay, are you done with your joke?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
We're done. Well, we still have about
we
10 minutes
think
of jokes.
More.
Yeah. And yeah, no, we weren't making fun of your article. We were just using your article as a springboard.
Yeah. Well, at least we talked about it. If we didn't do the jokes, we wouldn't have had a reason to talk about it.
Oh, except for just asking me about it, right? Without making jokes.
Please. We did ask you about it, and then you froze up. So that
I just have one comment
segment.
To make right now that I've noticed in the chat. So Ross Gnarly's out getting tacos, but yet he's in the chat typing. How is that possible?
Smartphones?
Phones.
You get the chat app to load on your phone?
If you have an Android phone,
really?
you have Flash on it.
Jeez, Ross.
We
just
blew your mind,
put the fucking chat down and eat your goddamn taco.
Yeah, he's probably
that's
driving now,
Yeah, driving, eating tacos.
What are you doing? He says he got home. Is the Taco Bell across the street?
Yeah, he lives upstairs.
Do you live
in
the dumpster outside the Taco Bell? What the fuck?
And do you get Wi-Fi in the dumpster outside the Taco Bell?
Well, if Taco Bell offers free Wi-Fi, then that would be the perfect place to live.
I think we have a winner of the band name thing, though. PETA Steel.
That's pretty good.
That was Shankletown also. Taco Bell has free Wi-Fi, he says. Is that really true? How can that be?
Free Mountain Dews also.
Yeah. That I believe.
Free?
No.
Well, if you bring your own bottle.
Yeah,
you
pay for it.
And if you come after hours and break in.
I like
it's
this.
Just someone's pee.
AK Metalhead says, a la cunt.
That's a good one.
I like Judas Chic. That wasn't bad. Koran Koran. I don't think we can top that one.
That pretty much wraps up that segment.
That's not a play on a metal band, though.
Doesn't matter.
So it still works.
We moved on.
What about the Duran Duran metal album that they put out in the late 90s?
When they covered White Lines.
That wasn't bad.
What else you guys have?
Well, I was thinking...
Let's go. Come on. What else?
No, we did that already. No.
Look me in the eye.
I don't want to look you in the eye.
He's scared.
He's going to drag you onto the bed and make you jerk off.
No, he's just going to jerk off next to you.
What happened to Shlomo?
I don't know. He doesn't call anymore. Maybe he's in Jew camp.
Auschwitz?
Yeah. I thought we got rid of that. I thought that didn't happen anymore.
It's a catharsis. They go there to a good kind of camp to get to feel better about history.
I think so.
What are you doing over there?
No, I was thinking
he's cutting and pasting.
Are you still part of the show?
I think so.
Are you still on this?
Wait, check. Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay, cool.
I thought we would do a little Master Tweet Theater.
Oh, okay.
To wrap things up. We figured we'd do a fan Master Tweet Theater this week.
You want to send me the link to that?
It's in the email. So we could just do that. This week we decided to change it up. Master Tweet Theater is, of course, where we have Darren read people's tweets in a British accent. And last time we did it with anal cunts. And this time we're going to do it with a fan of anal cunts, Kibbit Wolfson, whose tweets are just so... I've met this guy. He is not this angry. He is a cuddly teddy bear. But his online persona...
He seems very skinny.
It's very aggro.
Is he really a teddy bear?
I didn't mean he was, fat. But he's just looking at
himself. You just mean in bed.
So, anyway...
Send me the link, because I can't find it.
Okay, why don't you, are you signed on to the Instagram?
Just
messages?
Go to any random Twitter account. It'll be just as good. I didn't mean that as a joke.
By the way, we have serious. In the chat Nirvala and Allah in Chains. I like both of
those.
Darren, do you have it? Okay, it's twitter.com.
All right, we'll do it manually.
And you're not on the Instagram.
Do it manually.
/ keep it wolf son.
All right, where are the funny ones?
As I said, go to a random Twitter account.
I don't see any. No, I'm just kidding. I wish I were black so that I could be a rapper.
That kicks things off.
No. Hipsters have no swag. Bandwagon faggots. Go to church, you bitch niggas.
Who says that?
Not in that accent.
Darren, I just want you to know, I'm not laughing because of you. It's because of it's the material.
Right.
The execution is as good as possible.
Sid is so upset that we're doing this.
Well, just because I want to see if we're going to do something like this, it should be with funny material. And I just didn't find the material particularly.
Want to murder every stupid bitch in Buffalo Wild Wings. The Mavericks can't hear. Stop clapping and cheering. It's fucking obnoxious.
Are you British or Bob Shepard?
Now batting.
Sorry.
Number two, Derek Jeter.
Is that a tweet? Because that's a weird coincidence.
Show me the one you want to meet.
Also, I think if you do that, you need the echo.
Okay, well, Bob Shepard would have that echo now.
Right, that's
he's
what
dead.
I'm saying, because he's dead. You need the echo.
I just got woken up by the police. I'm not answering, so stop knocking on my door. Pig, hash, fuck the police.
Okay, here's one Noah writes.
Noah wrote.
You have to do the Noah voice.
Okay.
Noah wrote.
Not Noah wrote in the Noah voice.
Noah tweeted. Sorry. Noah tweeted, listening to Burst Attacking. I don't like one of these activities.
At Noah Injection. Burst bores me too. Sid's very pissed.
Is Burst a band?
Yes.
Oh.
Let's see. I seriously just saw two bros get out of their car and fight at a stoplight. I wish my phone had space left to film it. Hash, faggots. You get the idea. They're all like that.
You can follow Keep It Wolfson by going to twitter.com/ Keep It Wolfson.
Right. If you follow him, do it because he's a fellow fan of the show, not because you think that stuff is funny.
He's a very angry guy, but a nice guy. And a very knowledgeable, erudite guy. He's very smart. On
is he erudite?
Yes. I would
his favorite hashtag is faggots?
I would say that he is a product of the current generation, which is he's a very intelligent young man, but has a lot of misdirected anger.
Fair enough.
Wait. Can you? I think this one is my favorite. Can you read this one?
What third world country does Walmart need to start exploiting to make sure a nigga can always get salt and vinegar chips?
That was the only moderately good one.
Wait, the hash. Read the hashtag.
Hash, I hate Walmart. Faggots. No, I had a
It's faggot. Actually called Wally World. If you knew anything.
Good stuff. That's twitter.com/ Keep it wolf.
That was very erudite, that last one.
So, you should read some of Noah's tweets in an accent, because she tweets like about finger banging herself and having a doctor fist her and shit like that.
You should read your own tweets. That'd be a segment.
Why? But I write my tweets.
By the way, Shankleton says, Abada Bad Brains.
I like that. That's a good one.
I could read Noah's tweets in my...
Yes, in the Noah
voice.
Let's do it.
Let's get the music going again.
Go.
All right. I'm getting a character.
Doing my best, not to run over pesky school children, but really tempted to. Oh.
She's a rebel.
I have everything on my mind right now, and it's really fucking annoying.
What can I ask you what that means? Everything and nothing?
I'm not contributing to this conversation.
Come on, you gotta, come on. I'm very intrigued by that tweet. What does that mean? What was the everything that you were thinking about?
What was the nothing?
Yeah. Well, we know nothing.
But how I can always it be, think about nothing.
Were you just, like, were you trying to be poetic or?
I am not talking about it.
All right.
Kicking my wedgie by two Orthodox Jews in the yogurt section. Look at me. I'm offensive.
Wow. Was there any response to your wedgie picking? What did the yid say?
Way.
Oi, what a shanda. She's got a finger in her butthole. For God's sakes.
Rapture Day is incidentally the first day I'm wearing cutoffs this year. Hash, never nude.
Do you even get the reference?
Never what?
Yeah, of course I get the reference.
I don't explain it.
I'm wearing my cutoffs today, too.
Tobias 2K in Arrested Development was a never nude. And you wore cutoffs.
Okay.
A joint plus a live to tuned album renders incredible elation. I'm telling you.
Okay, we're done with this. Thank you.
We're just getting started, baby.
No, you're not. I'm going to mute your microphone.
I'll do it.
No, I'm going to mute your microphone, too.
Cut her hand off.
Cut her hand off.
I can't. My
mic. I can hear you. Did you really? Did you cut my mic?
No.
I'm about to. That was just me and Lonnie. And Lonnie doesn't have a laptop.
Yeah, but that's okay. Morse code it to me.
Okay.
You just killed the metal injection.
No,
no. I'm not. We're done. I have the power to do this.
It's true.
Yeah, well,
that's true. But she doesn't want to hear it in
Don't
the,
give
in
it
that
all
voice.
Away, okay?
Check. One.
It says, waiting for my lip balm to coagulate in the corners of my mouth so I look like I sucked somebody off. That's the one I wanted read. There it is.
Now I got a question.
Oh, that one was funny.
Wouldn't it be just easier to suck someone off rather than create an illusion using chapstick?
Rob's right here.
Who doesn't want to do the work?
That was meant for my coworker because that's how people get promotions at my job.
Really?
Wow, like every
Easily.
Job.
But that's kind of passive aggressive. Why don't you just IM her and say that I'm upset
because
with you?
I wasn't upset with her. It was just as a joke.
Oh. Sound like you're a little upset. Like that's how people get promotions.
No, I
By
was
putting on
a,
lip balm?
I was making a funny because anyway, whenever I put my lip balm on, that's what happens. It coagulates on the sides of my mouth, and there's like this like white
People
film.
People that are
on
antidepressants
the
get that too. Are you on antidepressants? Maybe
no.
That's why that's happening.
No.
You sure?
I'm
Is
positive.
Everything okay, Noah?
I'm positive.
I know you want a baby, but I mean, it's no reason to be depressed.
Are you? You're depressed because you can't have a child?
No.
I'm sorry.
I can have children.
Paxil isn't the answer.
I'm not on. Poison. I'm not on antidepressants.
Stop cutting yourself.
That's for a different reason.
Nope. Noah's getting really
for fashion.
She's making Noah jerky.
Yeah.
Cutting off slices.
Candied Noah jerky.
If you ask me, people with no soul do not deserve the right to have an opinion. I'm talking about you, elderly folk.
Why do they have no soul?
Elderly folk.
They always have an opinion about me and my dog and what... And
What's
what I do
opinion?
With him.
What do you mean?
Do they see
sometimes,
you beating him? Is that what it is?
Well, sometimes I take him. No, not that.
Oh.
I take him to the store that's right here next to my house, and I tie him on the pole, and then I go in and I buy something real quick, and then I come out.
Okay.
So an old lady always stops, and she's like, "Oh, he's suffering. Why do you leave him out here?" I was like, "No, he's not suffering. He lives a lot better than you do. Don't
yeah.
worry."
Well, he eats a better brand of dog food.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Does anyone ever come and untie her?
See, that's what it is. She bonded with Bruno because they were both tied to a pole.
But she can talk, so.
Well, I was like saying all these things to her, and she was walking. She was rolling her bike in the same direction that I was walking.
Wait, she had a bike?
Yeah.
It was
by old. She's 34.
It was a little rascal.
No. It was an old woman.
Right.
She was just, I guess she was using
the
bike as balance. She wasn't really riding it.
Oh.
That's so sad.
Oh, that is sad.
So eventually she's like, oh, I wish I could be your dog.
What? That's like that Adam Sandler sketch. Remember that? Let me be your dog.
The Hurley boy.
Yeah. So the bike was like her walker.
Yeah, I guess she just couldn't afford a walker. Wow. They're like $7,000 or something.
No, they're not.
She lives downhill, though. She gets home really quick.
Tuck and roll, bitch.
I found a note to myself about an app review I never wrote. A head with balls. I really impress myself sometimes.
Now you're
you know
making
what?
These up, right?
You know
no,
what?
These are all real.
My Twitter account is private, and you know who I'm blocking?
Sid.
What did I do?
Rob and Darren.
I don't even have a Twitter account. So
yes, you do.
I do, but I don't use it at all.
Doesn't matter.
I don't want to be blocked.
Here, I'm going to do it right now, actually.
Oh, jeez.
By the way, Baby Buddha says, I wrestled a Jew once. That's another Muslim band from the Middle East. Did you interview them at all?
No.
We didn't. Sad.
Anyway. Boy, so that was fun.
That was the riff on Noah hour.
What? I don't think, I mean, I
you
think,
wrote the thing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Why are you making fun of it?
We're not.
How are we making fun of it?
We're reading them in context and asking what you thought.
Are you offended by my
Rob,
Noah impersonation?
Rob is reading it in context? Is that what I sound like?
The voice is silly. I admit that.
God. I'm not serious.
You make fun of Rob's voice.
Yeah, it's like the most absurd way to mock you. Like, are you really offended by it?
It doesn't sound anything like
yeah.
It
sounds exactly like you.
I think you can make me sound just a little bit more feminine.
I'll read it next time.
Then it's not
feminine.
Funny.
Give me one tweet. I'll read one tweet.
How no.
Rob, I think she's saying she wants you to do it in your regular voice.
No,
because
okay. It's effeminate.
Here's me doing Noah's voice. The only reason I cover my mouth when coughing is because I like doing it on myself, not courtesy. Oh, here's the...
What is
the
hold on.
Like
what does that mean? Did you really write that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to cough
which
on
one,
myself. Sometimes I'll cough into my shirt.
All right. Not out of courtesy.
No.
Okay.
Platforms and a dress is too fancy of an attire for Walla 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 World. Parentheses Walmart.
There we go.
Okay.
Is that better?
No.
Then.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Rob, do another one. Oh, why did I get cut off?
No, you didn't get cut off. It was just Rob. Stop.
Oh, we just got the best Middle Eastern band name ever.
Yeah, I think we're thinking of the same one.
Mezuzah Grind.
Oh. I saw a different one after that that I also liked a lot.
Go ahead.
The Brisfits.
Oh, that's great. That just popped
La up. La Moyle.
Good.
Shackletown with the crown.
Yeah, he's got four of the 10 already at least.
Should read his tweet.
It's very hit or miss, but there are some funny
his
ones.
Blog, I think, you're thinking of, right?
Oh, no,
he tweets too?
He tweets a lot.
But does he tweet the same much. Stuff he puts on the blog?
I don't go on the blog.
No.
All the blog posts are all short.
Big Shankletown fan.
He's hit or miss, but his hits are great,
yeah.
I think. Like, he's maybe batting about 500, but the hits are...
Mean?
He's about 50%.
I'm going to say he's more like a Rob Deere. Where he might lead the league in homers, but he'll have like a barely 200 batting average.
Nope.
But when he
be.
Makes contact, it goes a long way.
Yeah, yeah. Very funny guy.
You might want to platoon him.
Platoon him with Ross Gnarly.
Yeah, that
when Ross
yeah.
Is taking care of his 14 babies.
No, when Ross isn't at Taco Bell, it'll be him. And then when
okay.
he goes out
yeah.
for fast food or he's making salads, it'll be Shankle.
Or against the lefty.
Yeah.
So would his Twitter page have to move to Japan and play there?
Did Rob Dio go to Japan? Oh, poor guy.
All right.
Are we wrapping it up?
I guess. I mean, it's 10:10.
Yeah. Do you have more things on the internet to read?
I have another Noah tweet.
No.
Well, that would be good.
That's, we're done with Noah tweets.
All right, that'll be a tease.
You're reading like 3 months worth of tweets.
Rob, read like 4 words of it.
Noah,
it.
Can't you let him read one more?
No.
He already
no.
did 13
no.
of them.
No, no.
What's the difference?
No.
Here, how about I read one of my tweets?
In the Noah
in
voice.
In the Noah voice.
That's fair.
Is that okay?
Because it's actually your voice. We all know that, right? We recognize
this
that.
Is what
voice.
I sound. This is my non-radio voice. Yeah.
By the way, hold on. When you jerk off thinking about Noah, this is the voice you hear, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh Rob. Oh yeah.
Tell me.
Here's a tweet.
I feel like I'm at war with my sinuses. Downing lots of tea and eating pineapples. You will lose, sinus cold. Oh, yes, you will lose big time.
Was that really 140 characters? It felt like 12 minutes.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah. I really
that
don't.
That was a soliloquy,
really
not a tweet.
To be or not to be.
I really know how to stretch out 140 characters. So,
it
know.
Was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
It's just amazing to think that, like, revolutions start through Twitter and protests, and then Rob on the other end of the spectrum. his Middle Eastern brethren are changing the world, and Rob's tweeting
sinuses.
Wait, no, here's a better one.
My mom just told me she taped an episode of Oprah that she wants me to watch. How considerate.
What episode was it?
I didn't watch it yet.
The last one.
Yet.
Yet.
Did she tell? She didn't tell you what was it, what it was.
Was
about?
It the last one?
I don't know.
That's out tomorrow.
Was it like Geek to Chic makeovers or something?
Fuck freedom in Egypt. I have the sniffles.
Are you reading my Twitter?
World debt? More like clogged sinuses. Rwanda genocide, schmidicide. I banged my knee against the drawer earlier.
See, I can dish it and I can take it. No, it's okay. I'm not a fan.
Well, we know you can take it. That's like what the show mostly is.
It's true. I'm a little offended by that. So take it back.
The entire series that we've done, the
yeah,
whole show,
all of it.
Delete the entire archive.
Series.
Well, Rob could get rid of all the archives.
Before we go, I want to sneak in one more band here. I'm on a plane.
That's actually good. It's from a video, actually. Towelhead PE.
That's quite good.
So if you're listening to the archive and you're like, oh, I have a great one, just leave a comment on this post. And we will all laugh and giggle.
How about Hindu WK? Anyone like that one?
I'm into it. So do we have a closing number?
Well, what about we were going to play the
Reggie Watts?
Reggie Watts.
Yeah,
why
play the
I
Reggie
think
Watts
of his name?
Song.
Want to talk that up a little?
He is a comedian slash music rap guy slash improvised insanity thing. There's really nobody like him. It's hard to describe what he does. One of the things he does is rap stuff that's sort of funny. So here it is. And he's got a crazy voice. He's like a big, fat, black Mike Patton.
And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And we're going to have two very special guests in studio. One of them is not Lonnie.
Oh,
and neither is
the other
one. The other one isn't Lonnie either. It's going to be Mitch and Mark from Suicide Silence in the studio all
we're
night.
We're going to be so high.
We're
going to
be very big.
Guys, I just joined Suicide Silence.
Damn it.
Oh, and we'll be playing Death or No Death.
That's right.
Suicide Silence.
The return of Death or No Death next week.
Are they going to be playing against each other or will they
yes.
be a team?
No, they will be against each other, I feel.
Okay.
And it'll be exciting.
They're two different people. Why would you think they should be a team?
You played a team with Jenny, didn't you?
Yeah, but they're women. So
that was on the Jeopardy.
Two women brains equal, you know, one man brain.
So right. What do we do with yours?
Shut up, Rob.
What do you mean?
You boil
what?
It and turn it into soup.
That's next week.
Good tease. You're learning.
On the Metal Injection Livecast. But now it's time for little Reggie Watts with his hit single.
80,000 USD.
Fuck Shit Stack.
Yo. Word. Adjective. Pronoun. Adverb. Run on and on and on. Where my gerunds at? Parenthetical. Shit, motherfucker, ass tits, cunt, cock, motherfucker, shit, ass tits, motherfucker, shit, come on. Pickety fuck, pickety fuck, pickety fuck, pickety fuck, 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 shit, motherfucker, ass tits, cunt, cock, motherfucker, shit, ass tits, motherfucker, shit, come on. Pickety fuck, pickety fuck, pickety fuck, pickety fuck, 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 shit, take some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while. You take that shit up off of the wall, put it down on the floor in a glass bowl. You take some bucks, put it up on the wall where the shit used to be. You take that buck up off of the wall, put it down on the floor with the shit in a glass bowl. What? Yo, here's another little piece of advice. Bars. You take a fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. It's a stack of fuck shit on top of itself, nigga. I make references to weaponry. Ancient or new, I wear bulletproof vests for no apparent reason other than to create a false sense of importance, of which I could never retain on my own. I like to create a buffer memory of incredulity so y'all motherfuckers could never get near to me. I'm a cartoon character. You'll never be able to be like me. Me. We, girl, I like women. I like women. I like the concept of a woman. I like to take that concept and reduce it to an object. I like to take those objects and put them in my videos. Have them shake their jiggly bits so they look like hoes. I like to take some car polish, smear it all over their asses and buff that shit out so it looks like fresh peaches and shit. I like to take some more of that car polish and smear it all over their tits and rub that shit out so it looks all sparkly like diamond necklaces and shit. Why? Because I'm a ladies' man. A ladies' man. A la 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 ladies' man. I'm a materialist. I'm a materialist. I'll take a piece of shit car and I lower the motherfucker. Put some 18-inch rims on the motherfucker. Take some neon, put it underneath the motherfucker. So when I roll around the town, it looks like a hover, hover, hover. I like to take a flat panel display monitor. Put one on the steering column, one inside of the glove box, one on top of the dashboard, two in back of the headrest, one mounted in the ceiling, two still in the motherfucker. Packaging on the back seat so when my motherfucking friends go and sit on the shit and break it, work. I can honestly say I just don't give a fuck. You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. It's a stack of fuck shit on top of itself, nigga. Yo, where my girls at? Where my girls at? Where my grills at? Where my grills at? Where my girls at? Where my girls at? Where my grills at? Where my grills at? Fuck shit. 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 Fuck shit.
Something new. When I want me something new, I go get me in a basket and I go walk around Walmart. All the women be in Walmart.
Dreams, come on.
I'm going to Walmart. She going to Walmart. They going to
Walmart, be at Walmart. We going to Wally, 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 Wally World. Wally, 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 Wally World.
Hello.
Walmart, Walmart, be at Walmart. We going to Wally, 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 Wally World.
What?
Wally, 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 Wally World.
What?
One here.